What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And a happy Labor Day to you. We are laboring on Labor Day, although any time that we get to sit behind this microphone and talk into it to all the lovely folks that tune into this station doesn't feel much like labor. This is the Pomp and Joe Show. I am neither Pomp nor am I Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys. Joey Nelson filling in for Austin City Limits this early afternoon. Well, late morning to early afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 412-928-9370. That is the number to get in touch with us. We're taking your calls all morning on this Labor Day. And if you are off, congratulations on all your success. If you're laboring like us and need somebody to help you pass the time, feel free to give us a ring at 412-928-9370. On the heels, sort of week one in college football, still have a pretty notable game tonight that we'll talk about in a moment. But we'll react to the week one college football slate. Of course, locally, talking about Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia. And on the national scale, and something tells me that we will be talking about college football on this station and other places that talk about sports in this town. We'll be talking about the national slate as far as college football is concerned, maybe a little bit more than normal this year, because there are several quarterbacks that could potentially get drafted in the first round in 2026. There might be some quarterbacks out there that cement themselves as first round picks that haven't been talked about yet. There might be some quarterbacks that have been talked about perhaps too much that stink and might stay in college for an extra year or might play themselves out of the first round. Of course, we've only seen 1 week of college football, a very small sample size. But we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it, I feel like, each week leading up to an NFL draft that I think a lot of people expect the Pittsburgh Steelers to select a quarterback in April of next year. Joel, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Doing great.
So my plan for this first segment was to start it off with the six-pack, and I should have asked you about this earlier because I had this plan, and that's on me. Do we have the six-pack soundbite ready to roll? There it is. And I guess that's time for number one. This is Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. The first member of our six-pack this morning is going to be a college football overreaction. Miami's going to win the ACC. That is my initial take on the college football season, especially for a Pitt-centered theme around college football. Obviously, Pitt plays in the ACC. Be paying attention to the ACC a lot this year. Miami is really good. Sometimes when quarterbacks transfer, whether it's from big-time program or to big-time program, or they transfer multiple times, they fizzle out, and they fizzle out hard. Joel, do you remember Cade McNamara at one point was, I think, going to be a pretty highly touted quarterback?
Yes, that's right. I do recall that name now.
Do you know where he's playing his college football right now?
Where did he play before?
Michigan and Iowa, I believe.
Man, it's got to be...
And I believe he started at Michigan.
It's got to be a school that's probably not as prestigious as Michigan or Iowa, if I had to guess.
You could say that.
I don't know. South Dakota State, not to give them a stray, but...
No, I mean, it's you're along those lines. It's an FBS school. It is a state university of an FCS school, I apologize, East Tennessee State University. 3 years at Michigan. One of those years, I mean, he was like the guy. He started in 2021, 15 touchdowns to six interceptions. Was a starter last year at an Iowa team, and they didn't throw the ball a whole lot. And now, so you go from national championship winning program to a pretty darn relevant Big Ten program to the FCS. And in his East Tennessee State debut against Murray State, it's not even like that an FCS opened up against somebody that's going to kill them. They beat Murray State handedly, 45-17. He was only 12 for 17 for like 100-some yards. The point that I'm trying to make in bringing up that guy is quarterbacks fizzle out. Quarterbacks that transfer, I feel like, a lot of times go by the wayside. Now, granted, there's the Caleb Williamses of the world and the Jalen Hurtses of the world, and Jalen Hurts was a little bit more before the, almost just before the transfer portal has become king. But it's tough sometimes to see quarterbacks come into a new system with a new teammate and a new coordinator and flourish. Pitt, unfortunately, has been the victim of a couple of transfer portal quarterbacks in the last couple of years. Keaton Slovis and the local boy, Phil Dracovic. Carson Beck does not look like he's going to fizzle out in a Miami uniform. There are all the claims that he transferred to Miami because he was dating one of the Cavender twins. You know, those basketball players, Joel, TikTok influencers, they have a pretty darn big social media following. The one dates...
Jake Ferguson, yeah, Cowboys.
Yep, from the Cowboys.
They're engaged.
Oh, did they get engaged?
I do believe so.
Congratulations on all their success. Carson Beck dated the one that obviously isn't engaged to the Cowboys tight end, and they are no longer together. So everybody's like, oh, he's at Miami now for no reason. Obviously, that's not true. 20 for 31, 205 and two touchdowns last night, and just orchestrated the Miami offense well. You're not going to see a whole lot of glamorous stat lines in week one of college football, even from the high-profile quarterbacks. Like, you know, and Mike Tomlin talked about this, obviously, at the NFL level, but at Steelers training camp. Like, it takes a little bit longer for offenses to get their feet underneath them. I think that's why you're seeing scores the way that they are and offenses and quarterbacks putting up numbers what they are at this point in the season. So, yeah, 205 yards, two touchdowns. It's not, you know, anything to write home about. But Miami, despite playing at home, looked like the better football team last night. And Carson Beck looked like a really good quarterback for the Hurricanes, and they've got a scary good receiving core. That catch that CJ Daniels had, that one-handed touchdown catch, was ridiculous. And yeah, he's on his third school. He was a Liberty guy and was at LSU last year. Now he's finishing up at Miami. So they're reaping the benefits of the transfer portal. But on the flip side, their leading receiver last night was a true freshman in Malachi Toney. They're deep. They've got a senior quarterback. The run game, I'm sure, will probably figure itself out for Miami. And that defense was stellar. Holding CJ Carr to a relatively average game. And Jeremiah Love, I think, is going to be one of the best running backs in the country this year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They only average like 3.5 yards a carry as a team. So my initial take after week number one so far is that Miami's going to win the ACC. A couple of other takes, which leads us to number two, Jolie. I love Lenore Sellers. I will gladly join Malzi on the Lenore Sellers to the Steelers train. And these are all hyperbolic situations. We have only seen one game out of all these guys as far as college football this season is concerned. I just wasn't entirely sure about Lenore Sellers and potentially how raw he could be. And a lot of my hesitation on a guy like Lenore Sellers is that from a stature standpoint and from an experience standpoint, for the most part, he kind of reminds me of Anthony Richardson. Does that make sense, Joel? Maybe a little Anthony Richardson to Lenore Sellers comp. Both, you know, young at this point in their careers. This is really only Sellers' second full season as the starter. And from what they bring to the table and what size they have, I mean, I think that's the biggest gripe on Anthony Richardson right now and why he got benched in Indianapolis, because he didn't have enough college experience and is still very raw.
Where, like, the talent is there, the potential is there, he just needs the right situation and coaching and all that stuff. And, he, you know, as long as you set him up for success, good chance he gets there. He's got the tools and all that to get there.
Yeah, I can't help but think Anthony Richardson's doomed, though. And that's neither here nor there. I mean, if you get benched for Daniel Jones, yikes. But I was skeptical on Lenore Sellers because I thought, is he kind of like Anthony Richardson in that regard? And played incredibly well against a Power 4 opponent and led his team to a two-possession victory. 12 for 19, 209 yards. Threw a touchdown, didn't turn the ball over, and ran it effectively enough. And the measurables that Lenore Sellers brings to the table is intriguing to me. And if that guy can continue to develop this season and continue to look better, I will feel better about Lenore Sellers and the idea of potentially him being a quarterback the Steelers could covet in the 2025 draft. My number one wish list quarterback for the Steelers, assuming that they would go that route in the draft, heading into 2026, is Garrett Nussmeier. And he is somebody that I wanted to bring up here as well. Like, before anybody played any college football games this season, if I had to pull the trigger on the quarterback for the Steelers to take before anything was done this year, give me Garrett Nussmeier. And obviously that's a very quick reaction to, you know, the Steelers solving the Steelers' problems. But everything that I saw out of Nussmeier against Clemson doesn't make me feel bad about jumping the gun there on and having Nussmeier as the number one on my wish list. I mean, he comes from football stock. his dad, Doug Nussmeier, a longtime college football coach, now offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. I mean, this guy was an offensive coordinator. You name it, big program, he was there. Florida, Michigan, Alabama. And then after his tenure in Florida was complete, has made his way to the NFL, is now the offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. Only 54 years old. Like, that guy might be an NFL head coach. Maybe on a Todd Monken-like trajectory in Baltimore. So Garrett Nussmeier comes from football stock. Garrett Nussmeier is been around the block a time or two as far as college football is concerned. This is his, what, fifth year at LSU and his second full year as a starter, coming off of a 4,000-yard season. At 6'1", 205, I don't love that size for an NFL quarterback, but, like, I can get over it. And if that guy continues to progress, he'll be a Heisman finalist come December. Now, the one thing that has me concerned for the Garrett Nussmeier to the Steelers likelihood is that his dad's the offensive coordinator of the Saints. I don't think the Saints have a quarterback. I don't think Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler are the answer. And the Saints are going to suck this year. They might be the worst team in the National Football League, which means they'll be drafting probably in the top five. If I had to place a sizable wager on it right now, I would, that the Saints will have a top five draft pick. And offensive coordinator's son might be a player any team could be happy to have in the top five. So Garrett and LSU to the Saints. Lake Charles, Louisiana is where Nussmeier's from. That's like a half hour outside of New Orleans, give or take. Garrett Nussmeier to the Saints makes way too much sense. So that has me concerned for the likelihood the Steelers could get him, among other things. And we'll talk about that later on in the show as well. But yeah, Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier near the top of my quarterback wish list for the Steelers after week one of college football. Jolie, so Kalen DeBoer is going to get fired by Alabama. And I saw somebody, I didn't have access to the text line yesterday during my show because it just wasn't working. I got it back today, and I went back and looked at some of the texts that were sent to my show yesterday, and somebody had mentioned that DeBoer's got a $70 million buyout. That does not matter at Alabama. Didn't Jimbo Fisher get 70 plus million from Texas A&M?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something huge.
A $70 million buyout is, I don't want to say it's peanuts to an SEC school, especially one like Alabama, but that's not going to prevent Alabama from finding another head coach. Kalen DeBoer is not the right guy for the job. And Sean Myers and I were talking about this yesterday. You don't want to be the guy that follows the legend. Like, I compared it to Gerard Mayo in New England. He was there for 1 year, replaces Belichick, spoiler alert for the next leg of the six pack. And now after 1 year, Gerard Mayo didn't work. The Patriots have their prodigal son, quote unquote, Mike Vrabel. That might fizzle out. We don't know. But the point is it makes more sense from a transitionary side of things. And I'm sure Mike Vrabel is thrilled that he wasn't the guy to succeed the legend. Nobody wants to do that. It's not working right now for Kalen DeBoer. And if they go 9-3 again and miss the playoffs again, he will not have a job in 2026 as the head coach of the Crimson Tide. So they lost to Florida State. Florida State's quarterback is Tommy Castellanos. Used to be the Boston College quarterback. Joel, did you see this? About Tommy Castellanos' website?
He has his own website? No, I did not know that.
Well, I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, attached to their name, image, and likeness deals, they have their own brand, obviously, their own website. And Tommy Castellanos' website sells Tommy Castellanos themed merchandise. I don't know how many people, Boston College or Florida State fans, are going and buying a $40 shirt. But there are shirts on TommyCastellanos.com for $31.17, which was the final score of Florida State beating Alabama. Nick can't save them. In all kinds of different colors, and it's got 31.17 on the bottom of the shirt, and they're being sold for $31.17.
This might be the time when the Alabama Crimson Tide football, it's more than a Linsanity run, because it's been over several years, and it's like you and I were probably back in middle school, but the run of Alabama football might be over. Almost like the Patriots dynasty was over.
It'll be back.
As of a few years ago.
Yeah, it'll be back. They're not going to like go by the wayside and become a second-tier Power 4 program. No, I mean, Kalen DeBoer is just not the right guy for the job. Like, I compared it to New England, Mike Vrabel being prodigal son, not being the guy to succeed the legend. Like, if Dabo has a good year with Cade Klubnik and Clemson, like, if they make a run in the playoff, Klubnik goes to the league, Dabo's starting to utilize the portal a little bit more, Clemson, and he's a Bama alum. Might not have wanted the job. I don't know if he was offered the job or not last year, but Bama alum probably didn't want to be the guy to succeed Saban. Timing might add up. Klubnik gone. Shift into the role at his alma mater.
I think that would have made more sense at the time than Kalen DeBoer, because that was just like a momentum hire.
Oh, it was a big time momentum hire.
You need, like, this is Alabama football. You are succeeding Nick Saban. You need like a veteran, successful college football head coach and not this up and coming guy.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's definitely something to keep an eye out for as the season rolls along. More college football with number four. I'm not ready for Bill Belichick tonight. It's going to look so weird. It is going to look incredibly, incredibly strange. Not just because of how closely associated Bill Belichick is with the NFL and the New England Patriots and cheating and all of that. Bill Belichick had an identity change. That guy became a completely different person after being the Patriots head coach for however long it was, 20 plus years. He's the head coach of North Carolina now. North Carolina hosts TCU tonight at 8 o'clock. Bill Belichick was an a-hole for, can I say that? Okay, sorry. For years as the Patriots head coach. Malzi does a great Bill Belichick impression, by the way. I'm not going to try and imitate him and embarrass myself, but we all know how that guy acted in press conferences. We're on to the Jets. And then he goes away from coaching NFL football, shows up to the Tom Brady roast, is on McAfee each week, and you start to hear the change in the tone of voice with Bill Belichick and how he talks. Is he just going to revert back to being the cold, dark, old football coach that we used to know? I guess that's why I'm not. It's going to look weird of him wearing Tar Heel blue and coaching college football. But to me, the biggest reason it makes me so, not uncomfortable, but it makes me so hesitant to see Bill Belichick being the head coach of college football, in college football, because it is a complete personality change for the guy. Jolie, over and under 2.5 years that Belichick is the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
I'll say this season, and then he goes to the NFL for like 2 or 3 more years. So under on that 2.5 you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I might go over. I think it's 3.
Really?
I think it's either 2 or 3 It's not going to be a longer tenure than 3 years, if you want my honest opinion.
You think he's ever in the NFL after that period of time, or is he done?
No, I think he goes back to the league, potentially like a Tom Coughlin type of thing, where he's maybe the head coach and the GM, head coach for a year or two. Kind of like what Brad Stevens did with the Celtics.
Obviously,
Brad Stevens is much younger, right? But Brad Stevens was the head coach, and now he's in a front office role. And it seems like he wants to set the thing up for his son, Steve, to take over. And it might be a complete dumpster fire, and they might suck, and they might, you know, clean house in a couple of years. I don't think that's the case. I think Bill Belichick will actually do relatively well at North Carolina, maybe get them in the playoff in a couple of years. But I don't think he's in it for the long haul. Like, he's not going to coach for 8-10 years and retire as the head coach of the Tar Heels. There's something left for Belichick after this. So I think 2 or 3. That's why I thought 2.5 was a good over-under. Let's go to number 5. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is going back to the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm not surprised by it. I was kind of shocked that yesterday during my show that it hadn't happened yet. But when the lineup came out, it was kind of, I think, a telltale sign because IKF wasn't in the Pirates lineup yesterday in Boston. And he's going back to the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, as a utility guy, hitting .260, the OPS is right around .630, and he can play all over the infield. And for the Toronto Blue Jays, who are 20-some games above .500, that plays. He was with the Blue Jays in 24 after the Yankees, was hitting .292, and that was good enough for Ben Cherington to say, yeah, Charles McAdoo, see you later. Pirates prospect that got a lot of hype in the minor leagues for how well he was playing, traded to Toronto as a part of the IKF deal. And now we've had Isaiah Kiner-Falefa playing all over the infield for the Pirates last year and a half. So 264, 265 clip. Pirates place him on waivers back over to the Blue Jays. Is it because he's due a bonus if he hits a certain amount of plate appearances? No. Is it more so to try and get guys up that could play for the rest of the season? I hope so. One of those guys I didn't want to be Cam Devaney, but here we are. Like, Nick York is raking in AAA. I'd like to see that guy up at some point. That would be nice. But the fact that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was claimed off of waivers by a contending team should come to nobody's surprise as the Major League Baseball season winds down and the Pirates will not be going to the playoffs again in 2025. I don't think they're mathematically eliminated yet, though, which is nice. There's only one team that is mathematically eliminated from playoff contention in Major League Baseball. It is the 39-98 Rockies. Joel, I'm putting you on the spot again. What happens first for Colorado? 40 wins or 100 losses?
You said they're 39-98?
Yeah, they play San Francisco today at 4:10. And is that start a series for them? It probably should, right?
I believe so, because they hosted the Cubs this weekend.
Yeah, so it's a 3-gamer. They've got Logan Webb tomorrow. Kaiwei Teng starts for the Giants today. He's got an .878 clip. Even if they win today, they've got to beat Logan Webb Tuesday or Robbie Ray on Wednesday. I think they're going to be 39-100.
You know what?
They're going to lose 2 of 3. It's a home series if it matters.
They're going to win today and then lose the next 2 games. That'll be my prediction. They'll win today, the Rockies will, and then San Francisco wins the other 2 games.
Yeah, they've got Chase Dolander throwing today for them. That's how you say his name, right?
The Rockies are going to win something like 9-8 on a walk-off single from Ezekiel Tovar.
Yeah, I'm going to say 39-100 for the Colorado Rockies. All right, last but certainly not least, the NFL season starts on Thursday. the Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just so glad that NFL football is back. That's it. That's number six. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And to the person in the text line that was ridiculing me for saying Clemson. Sorry, it is with an S. I will be better. And the text line, again, Edgar Snyder and Associates, Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township, and you can visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, I want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Your biggest takeaways from the college football season so far. Week one almost in the books, North Carolina and TCU tonight. What have you thought so far of the college football slate in week number one as it pertains to the national side of things? We're talking about the quarterbacks or Pitt, Penn State, WVU. 412-928-9370. And it's game week in the National Football League. The season starts Thursday. The Steelers play Sunday. How you feeling about the Steelers heading into 2025? 412-928-9370. We'll get that going when we come back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.